You're listening to the Dr. Laura Show podcast for Friday, November 15th. This is Hour 2.
Dr. Laura is on right now.
He is very comfortable having his family and you on the side. He's comfortable with that. And yeah. You wanted to believe whatever because you've been through a lot, and the comfort of having a guy now and then was comforting. I know I keep using the same word. You wanted to be comforted. And he wants, and he is comfortable with things as they are. He doesn't love you, and you really don't care, because it's comforting to have him. You sold your soul for comfort. All righty. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. My number here is 1-800-375-2872. I want to welcome you to this hour of the program right here on Sirius XM Triumph 111. You are here with Dan and Mallory, screening your calls. Don't know what's happening here with my screen. My screen has lost its mind. I've been having lots of computer issues. Computer issues. And Carson Smith, engineering, orchestrating our music, producing the segues, and me, I hang around. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Carol, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hi. Thank you, Dr. Laura. I read your book, 10 Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives, 25 years ago when I was 25.
Stupid things women do to mess up their lives. That's a good time for you to have read it. I'm proud of you.
Oh, it's perfect. So thanks for setting me straight so long ago.
Good.
Calling real quick. I was invited very weirdly to a holiday divorce party through Facebook, and I didn't even open it. It's from a woman who I'm very casually acquainted with through a organization, but I might run into her in person, and I just want to craft the right thing to have in my back pocket should I run into her. And I don't know if I should say can't make it, or if I want to tell her.
Is this a personal invitation or just an announcement on Facebook?
It's an invitation, but I think it's to maybe like dozens and dozens of people, and she'll just see.
Okay, answer my question again as accurately as possible. Is this a blast kind of email sort of thing, or is this a personal invitation requiring an RSVP?
Yes.
Then RSVP can't make it. You don't have to give a reason why.
Okay. All right. So if she prods, just, sorry, can't
She's
make
not going to prod.
That's it.
She's never going to prod.
No.
You said you're a casual relationship. You're being there or not being there doesn't mean anything if it's just a casual relationship. I don't see what you're so worked up about.
I'm just want something.
You are worked up about it. You're on the phone with me on a simple thing. It's called RSVP. Sorry, can't make it. You run into her.
Okay.
Hope your party was wonderful. Sorry, I couldn't make it. You don't have to give any information. You don't have to tell her I thought it was tacky of you to do. You don't have to do any of that.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Very good. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Relax a little. Everybody needs to relax a little. Terry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you. What's up?
I need a comeback for my...
Oh, I love comebacks. All right, let's do it. What's happening? Yeah,
okay.
Let's go.
I have 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and every once in a while I'll get a comment. We all know that let's say keeper is your favorite. So
and who's, and who
really
says that to you? Who says that to
my
you?
My son.
And whose child?
And I don't have
ma'am,
favorite.
I need more information, okay? You know what you're talking about. I don't. So, how many children do you have?
I have 3 children and 6 grandchildren.
And is it 2 apiece?
Yes.
So they each have 2. And you have a son?
Yep.
Do you have another son or daughters or what?
I have 2 daughters and a son.
Okay. Now, The so-called favorite that your son points out is whose kid?
Uh-huh. My kid? Oldest daughter's. But he lives closest to me.
So just say, not favorite, just closest.
Okay.
That's it.
That's easy.
Let me hear you say that.
Okay.
Let me hear you say that. I didn't say to say okay, dear. I said to repeat after me. Okay, let's try it that way. Not closest. No. Not. I give up.
Not my favorite, just the closest.
That's it. That's your comeback. It's called fact.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Dr. Laura. You're amazing.
Oh, I like hearing that. Thank you very much. My number, 1-800-375-2872. As you all know, I have a trainer. Three times a week, he works my butt for an hour with weights and torture. And this only happens when I deadlift, and we deadlift only on Fridays. So I'll deadlift, and he'll go, perfect. Then I have a little circuit. I do two other things, come back, deadlift again after he puts more weight on it, and I drop it, and he goes, good. And I turn around in terror. Now, this has been like 3 years. It was only good. Now, I'm not fishing for a compliment. It's just that when he doesn't say perfect, I figure I did something wrong, and I don't want to hurt myself, so I... And he goes, no, 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 good and perfect are the same thing. I said, they're not even spelled the same. So pick one, use it, unless I screw up. Then pick something else that doesn't sound positive at all. That's what it's like working out with me. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Beth, welcome to the program.
Hi there, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
Hi. I've been listening to you forever, so I feel like, you know,
we're buddies,
but we aren't. I have a daughter who is growing and doing really well in the world. She's 16. When I was her age, I lived in a household with a very challenging father, and I had academic issues that I worked through and moved the hell out of the house.
What the heck are academic issues? What is it?
Dyslexia.
Ah.
I think slow processing. She's had the same, and we call her Beth 2.0 because she's great. She's doing really well. She's working hard, but I am always into what's going on with her academically, and I don't allow her to be her own person. I really, really wish I could appreciate her for who she is. A wonderful, smart, level-headed kid who may not get it all A's and is going to get an A and then an F, and then it's going to go that way. And I live in an area where people are really concerned with where their kids are going to school. Everybody's going to study. Everyone's going to get, you know, into the right college.
So this is really about you.
And it's really frustrating me for not doing it.
So this is really...
Woo-hoo!
So this is really about you, how you look.
Absolutely. I see it from the beginning to the end. It's all about me.
I have the cure.
Go ahead.
I have the cure.
What is it?
Do you want to know the cure? First, you have to give
Please.
Me three deep breaths and calm down. I want to hear them. Big in. Come on. Come on. One more. Big in. Okay, good. Okay, I don't want you to pass out. That's enough. Okay, here's the deal. What you just said to me about her was beautiful. Every day, I want you to tell her part of that.
She is beautiful.
I'm not asking you to do that to me. I said,
I know.
Everything you said about her was beautiful.
Thank
Every
you.
Day, tell her a piece of that little monologue. Every day, tell her a piece of that. And as far as the neighbors, keeping up with the Joneses, F the Joneses. You have the most loving kid on the block, and you know it.
She can tell when other people are
You have the most loving kid on the block.
I know.
You know it. And ultimately, that's more important than grades.
She's a great person, so thank
Every you. Day, give her a piece of that monologue you gave me, okay?
All right. That's what I'll do.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Breathing got her focused. My number, 1-800-375-2872.
Hello?
Mary Ann, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you, Mary Ann?
Well, two things. I'm calling to update you. I had called before in September, and I told you that I was shacking up with my ex-boyfriend, and I couldn't tolerate him anymore, so I just got up and left. And I wanted to reach out because after therapy, I realized that we were both at fault, and you advised me not to do that. And I did so, and a couple of days ago, I just received a package of my things from him. So I know he told me not to reach out, and I'm not going to, but I just kind of want to know, after 6 months, why would he even bother doing that? Because everything that he sent me was...
You know what? It doesn't matter why. That's the point of this part of your life. It doesn't matter. It was a mistake. The whole thing was a mistake. Maybe his mommy told him that. Maybe he saw a movie where somebody did that. Who cares? Who knows? It doesn't matter. Stop trying to analyze. Make judgments. Stop trying to get out of making judgments by doing all this analysis.
Yeah, I was worried. I had thought that I maybe was like overthinking it because I was looking at clothing and I remember
the
time.
Yes, overthinking. Yeah. Yes.
Overthinking it. All right.
And we overthink to avoid our judgments.
Yes.
Let me hear you say that. I overthink to avoid my judgments.
To avoid my judgments. Yeah.
Does that feel right?
Yeah. 100%. It feels true. So, yeah.
Yeah, but now that you have said it out loud, it's going to be harder to do it.
Yeah, like my heart is physically hurting now that you say that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it's the truth, and I just need to face it and just
leave
that.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank
been you. There, done that a million times. By the time you get to my age, you're going to have been there, done that a million times.
For
we have to get on.
Time. Okay.
You know?
And,
okay.
The second question that I had was, it's regarding my family. So I live with my parents and I live with my younger sister. She's 19 and 22. My sister and I have never gotten along. We're completely different people. We have different interests. We've never gotten along. And, I mean, that's never really bothered me. And I just tried to keep my distance away from her. But recently... I was in the kitchen with her and she asked me to do something and I just told her no. She asked me to do the same thing again. I said no. And she got so upset that she had a water bottle in her hand and she threw the water at me. And then she punched me in the face. And I took pictures of everything. I took pictures of the water that I took pictures of the plate that I had that she flipped over and I sent it to my parents and they just said, well, you know, you shouldn't have, you shouldn't, if you know she gets really upset when you don't, if you,
okay.
Sorry, this is difficult.
Mary Ann, I have the solution for you. Tell me when you're ready for the solution.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
And it's the second time I'm telling you this. It's time to move out. Second time in your life I'm telling you to move out on someone. It's time.
But I just don't want to. And after she did that, she said, no one wants to hear.
You're a 22-year-old woman. Go establish yourself.
I'm in school.
Make it happen.
I'm in law school. Like,
get roommates. You know what? Look around and ask other people in law school how they're doing it. Because other people are doing it. Everybody isn't living with mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody isn't shacking up or living with mommy. There are other alternatives. But don't come to me to whine about your sister stuff. It's time for you to grow up and be out of there.
But
your parents don't want to get in the middle of it. There's nothing more to discuss. Doesn't matter what your sister did. It'll happen again, just like it's happened before. And you triggered her, and you knew you were going to do it. You said no. You said no. And that was it. You knew what was going to happen. It's the game you play with her. You got to get out of there. Second time in your life, I'm telling you to get out for shacking up and living with mommy and daddy. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Trisha, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Trisha.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Laura.
You're welcome. What's up?
So I actually don't have a question. I have more of a comment for you.
Uh-oh.
No, this is all good because
okay,
I just
good.
Heard a phone call. I was listening to a phone call as I was running errands about, I think her name was Pam, and she just lost her father. And she was very angry at her mom because her mom, during the last year mm-hmm. of his life, I think he was suffering, was yelling. And it made me pull over and want to call you because I just wanted to thank you for being you, because the care and compassion you showed to her and really how you changed the way she thought about her mother was just so moving. And I just had to call and tell you how much I enjoy listening to you when I can, and you change people's lives and you make a difference. And I wanted to say thank you.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you for pulling the car over and calling me. I thank you very much. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. How are you today?
Good. What can I do for you?
So I am a 53-year-old grandmother. Our second granddaughter was born 3 weeks ago. Her name
Rub it
is
in.
Winona.
Rub it in.
indeed, I will.
I'm 20 years older than you. I don't have any grandkids yet. Okay, go ahead. So you have two grandkids. Second one is brand new. Good for you. I'm jealous, but go ahead.
Thank you. Her name is Winona, and we have a 2.5-year-old granddaughter who is having a hard time saying Winona, and it's kind of come out either Winnie or Nona. So
that's cute.
We've been, indeed. I have an adult niece, 45-ish, and her nickname has been Winnie. Her name's Jennifer. She was nicknamed Winnie from a few months old, and she sent me a text last night. I posted on Facebook 2 nights ago my first pictures of Winona and I said, some time with Winona, quotations, Winnie. And she sent me a text last night that said she's very put off.
Okay, this is what I want you to do. You're on your cell phone now?
I'm on my cell phone.
Good. While you're talking to me, just to show you how smart I've gotten, you can actually access your texts. So go to that text.
Okay, that means I have to put you on speakerphone.
Okay. Guess I wasn't that smart.
But I'm right here, so I will.
Okay, find that text.
Well, so here's what I did.
I don't care what you did. Please, just find the text. Don't tell me what you did. Just trust me. You got it yet?
I blocked her last night, so I just unblocked her. So now
oh, good. Good. Unblock it. Now go down to the emojis.
Okay.
And you know the one that the head is sideways, a big smile, tears coming out because it's laughing so hard?
Yes.
Hit that one.
Oh, all right. You've got
hit send.
Very,
Yeah, baby, we're going for it. Hit send. She's an idiot. Come on, have fun with it. Hit send.
Okay, I'm gonna.
And then after you hit send.
Yeah.
Go back and block it.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
You have to have a sense of humor, woman.
I'm just. Okay.
Who cares if she's mad? What is she going to do? Nothing. She going to sue somebody? I'm the only Winnie in the world? Tell her most of the horses in the world say, Winnie. That's what horses do. They whinny. So tell her she's a horse. I'm serious.
That's exactly
send it
where her name came from. So
a horse, yeah, okay.
And with that comes family drama. So
Ignore it, and when I say ignore it, I mean ignore it. Shrug your shoulders and snicker. That's it. This is just stupid. And do not allow that woman to cause any ripples with your kids and their grandkids. You protect them, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Well, this was very comfortable.
This wasn't bad.
Not bad for as bad as my heart was racing, and I was afraid. I was afraid I was going to get mammed by you.
For what? That woman would get mammed up her ears from me.
That makes me laugh.
What a silly old broad she is. Shows you age doesn't make maturity necessarily.
Indeed.
Okay, sweetheart. Happy grandmothering, and I am seriously jealous. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Oh, I have a good story to tell you. I have some friends. They're both working. Got married. Beautiful people. They're good looking too, but that's not what I mean by beautiful. Heart and soul. Amazing people. Amazing marriage. I mean, they are amazing. So, they made a baby. And they're at my house with a whole bunch of other people. And I go, can I hold the baby, please, please, please? Washed my hands. Held the baby. Cutest baby. I love babies. Anyway, I heard the word daycare. What happened is I got closer to them so nobody else would hear. And I said, you really want to put this face where it's not going to be loved all day? And that phrase, the two of them just dropped their jaws. I said, that's what daycare is, a place you put kids where they have no love all day. And if you think that doesn't impact them, you're wrong. And then I started to explain brain development. Then I went to get the two books I have written in praise of stay-at-home moms and Don't Have Them If You Won't Raise Them. And I gave them the books, and I said, please, I'm begging you, read these books. I am begging you, don't put this kid in daycare, please. Oh, well, we got the work, you know, jobs, promotion, all that. And I turned to him. And I said, you're the man. Make it happen. Make it work. Take care of your woman and your kid. Make it work. So that was about a month ago. And I got a text. Picture of the baby lying down on a bed with my two books there. Then another picture of mommy with baby in one of those little carriers on your chest. And the text under it said, and I burst into incredible tears. We made it work. And I'm sitting there holding my phone, crying my brains out. It's like another starfish, one at a time. One at a time. My number, 1-800-375-2872. We're going to take a break. Come right back.
Let Dr. Laura make sense of it all for you.
I'll tell you what I do. Motown. I blast Motown so that I can't think or picture anything because my brain is now being overwhelmed by the music. So that's how I keep my brain from focusing in on the things that make my head explode.
Call 1-800-DR-LAURA.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
Keep it going.
I got moons to find. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Just to ease my pain. I got trouble.
I love that. My number 1-800-375-2872. Say hello to Casper. I don't know what they really mean by that. Hello. Tonight, every night, when I go upstairs and go to bed, I have a Casper mattress. I'm going to go, hello. The sleep company with the most outrageously comfortable mattresses and bedding that will help you sleep better and live better. Their award-winning mattresses are transforming the way we sleep. And with over 50,000 five-star reviews, small wonder it's the most loved and trusted sleep company. Casper mattresses have four layers of breathable, feathery, soft, premium foam designed to provide pressure relief for all-night comfort. Your Casper will cradle you weightlessly, giving you night after night of cloud-like slumber. And remember, every Casper mattress comes with a 100-night risk-free trial. I absolutely love sleeping on my Casper mattress, and you will too. Get the mattress of your dreams today. Go to Casper.com. Use the code DrLaura100 for $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. That's Casper.com, code DrLaura100, and get $100 toward the purchase of select mattresses. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. Customer experience and product reviews based on Casper.com. Authorized retailer sites and Google. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Mom Ann Nelson, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Nelson.
Hi.
Hi, how old are you?
11.
What grade does that put you in?
Sixth.
Anything good about sixth grade?
Yeah, my teachers are great.
Oh, like hearing that. What can I help you with?
Well, Dr. Laura, yesterday you had a couple people on your program talking about getting kids out of bed in the morning,
oh, no.
And your recommendation was cold water on their head to just kind of encourage them, and you kind of even said you can train a dog so you can train kids, and we have a dog, so we know about that. So as you were talking to those two people yesterday, I thought of Nelson, who sometimes, a lot of times, has trouble getting out of bed in the morning, and it can range from staying in bed a long time to even being obstinate about not wanting to get out at all. And so I thought I was going to try your trick this morning. Mm-hmm. So last night when you went to bed, I said, we're going to set your alarm, and I want you to get up right when your alarm goes off. And Dr. Lord told me a trick today, so I might use that in the morning, but I didn't tell him what it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, his alarm went off, and I was there to see if he was going to get up, and he still laid there. He turned his alarm off, and he still laid there, so I had my water. And we live in Michigan, so we didn't need it to be in the refrigerator. It comes out clean cold from the tap. So I had my cold water, and I just started pouring right on his head. And maybe he can tell you how that went.
Tell me how that went, sir.
Okay, so, well, from my perspective, well, like, I turned my alarm off, then I just put my head on my pillow, and Mom walked in and said, hi, good morning. And I still laid there. And then she said, no, we have to get up. And I said, do I really? Because I just wanted to lay in bed more.
And then what happened?
And then she poured the water on my head directly in my ear.
And, oh, dear.
And like after like 10 seconds, I sat up and said, "Seriously, Mom?"
Seriously, Mom?
And I couldn't lay back down because my pillow was all wet.
So, Nelson, to be serious, what do you think of this technique?
I think it's a good one.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Mom. You got,
yes,
but Mom, pour it on his forehead, not his ear. Okay. Just not in his ear, just on his forehead. But that's really good. Even the kid thinks it's a good idea. Get a sense of humor. You see him sitting up and going, "Really, Mom?" My number, 1-800-375-2872. God, this is so much fun. Okay. Pam, welcome to the program. Pam.
Hello.
I'm here. Hello? I'm ready. What can I help you with?
My question is, I am not going to be inviting my stepfather's daughter, her husband, and her mother to Thanksgiving this year. And I'm trying to come up with something to tell her because I know she's going to call me out on it.
Well, what is she going to say to you?
She will just call me up and say, "How come you're not inviting us to Thanksgiving?" I mean, she'll just be that bold. Because,
well, tell me why you're not going to invite her to Thanksgiving.
Because she's kind of a miserable person, and she doesn't really, she's not friendly with anyone in the family, except maybe her father. She's not even that nice to my, and she's an older woman. I mean, she's older than me. And she just kind of comes when she feels like it. If she brings food, she prepares it right in your kitchen. Nothing's ever ready. And then she's in everybody's way. She doesn't speak to my, she's just not pleasant at all to be around. And after Thanksgiving and Christmas last year, my husband and I are done. And
okay, then here's your answer. You say, okay, if she asks, you say, based on how all our Thanksgivings have gone, it just seemed to me that you would more likely be happier elsewhere.
Okay, and can I tell you the reason why I didn't really want to say the truth to her?
Well, madam, I didn't say the truth. Your truth is you can't stand her guts and you don't want to see her freaking face again. I said to tell her, as though you're doing something in her benefit, that based on all the years past, your conclusion is she would be much happier elsewhere for Thanksgiving. That's
okay.
It.
And that's it. What if she says that's not true and wants to try to weasel her way in?
That's the way it seems to me. So you have a really good time with whatever your plans are. I appreciate your call. Bye. That's it. You don't spend more than 18 seconds on the phone. Look at your watch if it has a second hand and make sure it's no more than 18 seconds. It's really quite simple. Abigail, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi.
Hello.
What can I help you with?
Calling. This is actually a follow-up.
Ah, okay, great.
I called you about a year and a half ago, and I was calling because, you know, I was almost 28 years old, so I was 27, and I'm 29 now, and I was telling you how my husband was in the military, and he was about to deploy for a second time, and I was really struggling with the idea of bringing children into the marriage because it scared me with military life and
sure
seeing what other women you know, my age and older have dealt with their kids and counseling and everything when their fathers are deployed, and it's very sad. So that was one part of it. And then the other part, too, was I'm a physician assistant. So I also struggled with the idea of, like, how would I continue to work, but then also, you know, be with my kids and have my husband deployed and all this stuff. So you were very firm with me. And it was definitely a difficult call, but I just wanted to tell you that I took your advice, and I also read Three's for Stay-at-Home Moms. My mom actually gave it to me because I grew up with a stay-at-home mom, and it was wonderful. But after many, many conversations with my husband, after many arguments, after many makeups, so many ups and downs, finally in April of this year, he came home from work and he said, I'm getting out of the military. And he started all the paperwork and everything, and I am 7 months pregnant now.
No!
And he is due to get out in April of 2020. No deployments are set up or anything. He's already in the process of getting out, and he went to a conference in New York City last week for networking, for jobs, and we're going to be moving closer to home, and I'm staying home with the baby. So it's just...
Abigail, I just want to give you the slurpiest kiss and hug. I'm so happy. You just made me so happy. And thanks for hanging in there and having all those discussions and accepting my firmness.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was difficult at the time, and it's taken a really long time to get to this point, but I can't even tell you, like, our lives are so different, and even my husband can see it, and our marriage is so much better. It's not like that tug of war. And
that's right. All that stress. Yeah. This is wonderful. I'm so happy for you. Do we know if it's a girl or a boy yet? Do we know?
It's a girl.
And do we have
a
name?
Girl. Yes, Madeline.
Oh, Madeline, that's sweet. Everybody's going to call her Maddie. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Abigail, yeah. Lots of hugs. Happy pushing.
All right. Thank you. Can't wait.
Yeah, the pregnancy is a lot of fun. The pushing part, not so much. My number, 1-800-375-2872. That's just wonderful. We're going to take a break and come back. That's good news.
This is the Dr. Laura program. Call 1-800-DR-LAURA or 1-800-375-2872.
Alrighty, I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. If you suffer from allergies and asthma or just get sick too often, listen up. We researched air purifiers, and here are some facts. The HEPA technology we thought cleared and cleaned the air we breathe traps mostly large particles. The problem is the air in your home often contains tiny little micropollutants which can make you sick. HEPA filters can't destroy those, so I replaced the HEPA units in my home and studio with molecule air purifiers. Molecule's breakthrough PICO technology destroys VOCs, bacteria, mold, viruses, and allergens at a molecular level, removing them from the air you breathe. This scientific breakthrough destroys pollutants 1,000 times smaller than what HEPA filters can capture. Molecule works so well, it made Time Magazine's list of best inventions. So do what I did. Get a Molecule air purifier and destroy. Don't collect pollutants. You'll breathe easier, sleep better almost immediately. For truly clean air in rooms, big or small, there's a Molecule air purifier for you. If you're not happy in 60 days, send it back for a refund. Won't happen. Visit molecule.com, spelled M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E, and save 10% with the promo code Dr. Laura. That's promo code Dr. Laura at molecule.com. Okay. Troy, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, I was wondering if you could just kind of help me out a little bit. My wife of 43 years and my oldest daughter are both flying, actually have flown to Los Angeles to attend your event tomorrow.
They're
big fans. And so I was thinking today, I got up, got out of the Casper mattress, and I put my Tommy Johns on and got Bohemian Rhapsody on the radio and looking at the molecule and filter. And I was wondering, tomorrow during your presentation, did you say you have developed a love of jet skis? See?
Well, I'd be lying. One. You don't want me to lie.
No. Just say you love them, not that you buy one. So I'm trying to
I can't say that either. I can't do that either.
did you say you like
them? Wait a minute, Troy. Why aren't you with them?
Because it's a mommy-daughter thing, and they're,
okay.
They're big fans, and I think it's important to have mommy-daughter time. So yeah, I'm holding down the fourth.
Okay, well, at some point, should it occur to me, I might say, where are Troy's women?
There you go. Yeah, they'd be Barbara and Jacqueline, and they would be there. Yeah, that would be a really nice thing to say. Nobody else would probably.
Wait, where do you live? Where are they coming from?
My wife and I, we live in Atlanta, and my oldest daughter lives in the Orlando area, so.
They're really coming a long distance. Well, I'm very, very touching.
Coming to see
okay,
you.
Troy, I will remember.
Yeah. But
I will
anyway,
remember,
thank
I promise.
You so much. Thank you for what you do. And I listen to these women calling in with their stories, and I think to myself, that's where we dads need to become stronger men. We need to watch out for our daughters and take care of our daughters much more than we've been doing. I mean,
women
have the power, but men have the responsibility to make sure that we teach our daughters to respect themselves and demand respect from those who they bring in their lives. So thank you very much for reinforcing that. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Troy, and I'll be sure to find out where Troy's women are.
Yes.
Have a great day. That is so cute. Yes, tomorrow I'm very excited at the Reagan Presidential Library. I'm going to do my little stand-up routine for an hour and a half. No breaks. So everybody make sure you pee before you sit down, okay? Because there's no break. My number, 1-800-375-2872. And I'm really excited about it. Can't tell you. And my peeps have been working very hard on putting everything together. You'd be amazed at what it takes to put together an event. And then I just get makeup, hair, put on my clothes, and walk out on stage. Meanwhile, they've spent months just so I could do that with no issues. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
My dad woke me up with water poured on my head when I was younger.
It works.
It does, sadly. I have been listening to you for over 25 years, a huge fan. I stayed home with my kids because of your wonderful wisdom. I'm back at work now. Women can do it. It works. You can stay home and go back. But now my oldest is 15, and she went to a party. She was at dinner with her friends for Halloween, and then that family dropped her off at another family's house for a Halloween party. I knew where she was going, both houses, but it turned out the second house did not have parents there, and there was a raging party going on. And my daughter called us, texted us. My husband went and got her, and she came home, and she's like, I saw people drinking. I saw people drunk. She'd never seen anything like this. And your screener was right. We should have known there were no parents there. Well, she didn't know there weren't parents there. She told us she thought there were, and she genuinely did. She's just...
Hey, your kid did the right thing.
But I don't know what to do, Dr. Laura. I'm looking around...
It's too late now. It's too late now. The night she came home and said there's drinking, you should have called the police.
Okay, that was my question. I should have. Okay.
Now it's too late.
But going forward, if we know there are underage kids drinking, we call the police, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What if you know that there's a party and that there are parents handing out beers at the houses with
then you call two police. You call three police officers. You call a whole. Yeah, you got to call the police. It's illegal, in addition to being evil.
Well, we felt like maybe we had a moral responsibility, as you would put it, because what if we could...
Yes, I know. Right? I already said yes four times, but you blew it. You can't do it now. But in the future, call the police.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Will do.
All right, great. But meanwhile, hug your daughter. She's a prize. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Denise, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, Denise. What can I do for you?
Yeah, hi. I have a mother-in-law that's been a long-time drug user or pain pill user and alcoholic all my husband's life. My question is should I – well, the latest thing is she contacted me and was expecting me to respond to a gift card she sent me for my birthday.
Well, you should have. It's rude not to. Anything you accept, yes. You should send a thank you note.
Okay.
That's just basic etiquette.
Okay. I did say thank you. But as far as her, when she has an episode, the latest episode was in May when my mother
okay.
was on her deathbed.
I don't spend any time with drunks and addicts, and I don't suggest you do either. So there won't be episodes if you're not around them.
Even if they're clean for over a year?
Well, then they're not drunk. And on pills. But you said she was drunk and on pills.
Well, she, after a year of being sober, she was in our life. And then another episode began.
Right. That's it. Well, you take these people out of your life.
Uh-huh. But how do we have that? Well, I guess my husband, he's been around it long enough. He can call it when it happens. And then we just sever ties.
Let your husband handle it. He can handle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he can do it. My number, 1-800-375-2872. David, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura.
Hi, David.
I got to tell you, I listened to your book, The Proper Care and Feeding of a Husband, and it was just an awesome book. And I have an awesome wife. I'm really happily married. I often remind my wife that if God gave me a checkoff sheet with all the boxes and everything to pick the perfect wife, she would be what the UPS man delivered.
Oh, a smooth-talking dude.
Well, no, it's true. She's just
That's
great.
Nice. I'm happy for you.
So I listened
men
to the
that
book.
To say.
And, and I loved it, and I actually learned some stuff, and I thought, well, if I can learn something, she could too, but... If I was to say she had only any issue at all, it would be that she can be a little defensive. And I'm trying to figure out a way to get her to listen to this thing with me again and not, you know, imply that...
Well, tell her what you said, that she's... You listened to the whole thing, and it made you appreciate her more. And for all the women in her life that she knows, you'd like her to sit and look at it with you. So maybe she can give some advice to other people. It's a sneaky way. See, I can be very sneaky. Dum, dum, dum. Now go do the right thing.